Once upon a time I had the world tamed and tethered to a string. Head dancing like a paper kite, spinning aimless circles in the wind. And then one day the string let go and I swore I heard it sing. But it only cussed and cawed and cried, what kind of man would put on me this stupid, lousy, flimsy, broken wing? In the eyes of the beholder, a dream can really be most anything. I had a rich girl in the mountains, and I had a poor girl who lived out by the sea. The rich girl wanted money, and the poor girl, she only wanted me. Well, I took the rich girl's money so the poor girl could be free. Somehow they found each other, that's the irony. Oh, the eyes of the beholder, through years of perfect diligence, are superbly trained to see. The lingering trail of crumbs of love left behind so thoughtfully by me. Sometimes I really wonder if Lazarus was dead inside his tomb, or if Mary carried grumpy Jesus preaching from within her perfect womb. But it sure makes living easy when wonder fills the room. I heard Jesus got his halo from the ring around the moon. In the eyes of the beholder, the beginning was over way too soon. And though we know the song, the scattered sharps and flattened fists make the chorus so difficult and absurdly out of tune. I have a friend who sees the world like he is staring into a clear and glassy ball. But he cannot change the interplay or keep us from bouncing off the wall. It's a life inside a vacuum where no one hears your call. And the abstruse laws of physics won't stop you when you fall. While the eyes of the beholder cannot distinguish what is big from what is small. But the eyes of the beholder, like a black hole in gravity, must somehow pretend to know it all.